This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, on Sunday, many farms in the Columbia Basin had their first rain since early June. Well, yeah, it was only a few hundredths of an inch, but it was something. Now we're back to generally dry weather the rest of this week and likely much of next week as well. And with the exception of very warm conditions tomorrow, temperatures should average close to normal the rest of this week. So, very comfortable conditions for fairgoers and livestock in Walla Walla and Ellensburg. Apple and hop harvest should be able to proceed without delay. Hay and mint windrows will dry a little slower than earlier this month. And overnight humidity may be high enough to produce some early morning dew. You can expect afternoon humidity will dip into the teens on Wednesday, but most other days should fall to between 25 and 30%. Now, if you need to spray, plan on breezy conditions Wednesday, but light winds on the other days. Crop water use for corn and alfalfa will range between an inch and a third and one half for these next 7 days. Lawns will need about 1 inch. Dry topsoils are the rule across the Columbia Basin, and it doesn't appear much improvement can be expected into the middle of September. These dry conditions will likely hamper early winter wheat germination. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.